And you're welcome back to the programme. 23 minutes to the hour is the time, and we are joined now by Sabina Trench. Good evening to you, Sabina.
Good evening, Ian.
And apologies for the gremlins getting involved there earlier. Now, it's an email from LM. Mm-hmm. Hi, Sabina. I'm putting my CV together and have had lots of jobs over the years. I don't see how I can keep my CV to the two pages. Can I go to three?
Okay. Now, I probably would have two questions there, but definitely we would say no to the three pages.
Why?
So, because with the cover letter and two pages of a CV, you're already sending in, we'll say, three pages of text. You could be part of a recruitment campaign that could attract maybe 100, 200 CVs. So you really do need to keep your information concise. And generally, people just don't have the time to sift through CVs that are too long and maybe too detailed. That kind of detail really should be, I suppose, the information that you can bring additionally to the interview. So you're bringing a little bit every time.
But isn't it very difficult, Sabina, for an individual to make a decision on that? You know, do I cram all of the information into two? Do I use the third page perhaps to, you know, beef it up a little bit? I mean, it's a very subjective question, obviously, but...
Yeah, well, now, the other question, I suppose, that I had on it was whether this person maybe has a very long career. So this person could be in their, you know, late 40s, 50s or whatever, and has been working, you know, non-stop since maybe they left school or college. So there's obviously a very long period there. Or the other thing is we could have what's known in some circles as a job hopper. And obviously we don't know which it is. But we'll go at it from the point of view initially that they have been, you know, they've a long career behind them. So they've been working essentially from 18 or 19 or maybe 22 or 23, and they're at the stage now where there's about 30 years work experience behind them. And they may obviously have had several jobs along the way, that's most usual. But whether you need to start including jobs that you did in your late 20s at this point, they may not be all that relevant or useful to you. Now, we would always say the last three jobs, for sure, in terms of detail. So, you know, the current position that you're in, the job before that, and the job before that, and that you could summarise or list under a previous experience type of a heading, or, other work experience, bullet point in there with your years and your employer's names and just position title, and just leave those in then for something that might be sort of longer than the sort of 15, 20 years old kind of category. So, again, concentrating mainly on the main three jobs that you've done, but still, if there are, we'll say, achievements or anything like that you got from those earlier jobs, you can put those on the front page of your CV, where we would include your key achievements, competencies and skills, and you might draw a couple of examples from the older jobs in there.
This phrase you used there a moment ago, job hopper, I mean, will employers look unfavourably on an individual if the CV indicates that they have been going from job to job, but on the other hand, advancing themselves with every move?
Well, you see, that's it. You've hit the nail on the head there. Is that the reason? And if they have been advancing themselves with every move, fine. There's no problem at all about that, as long as you explain it. And I would explain that on the front page of the CV, because you don't want somebody to just scan, and then they see all these lists of jobs and, you know, maybe nothing has lasted much longer than 2 years. But as you say, they've been advancing and promoting and, you know, getting a better job or maybe a promotion within the company. And that's all perfectly good. But sometimes if that isn't explained, the assumption is won't stay long, not a keeper. Hasn't maybe found their place yet, you know, and are we going to take this person on? And you know yourself, there's a bedding down for anybody into a new job.
Sure.
And there's a little bit of investment in terms of management and supervision and teaching, learning. You know, if we invest that in the sort of first 6 to 8 months of this person being there, will they be gone, you know, 12 months later?
Mm.
So employers, and you know, and that is has its own costs in terms of human resources and that kind of thing within the company. So they do want to, they do will look at that for sure. But if on your, we'll say the front page of your CV, and maybe marketing and sales might have been your thing, and you've, you know, worked through maybe 4 or 5 sales jobs in the last 8 years, you could just say 8 years. Executive sales experience, so that you're kind of bundling it together, albeit within a few different positions in a few different companies.
And in terms of the job hopper, I presume a distinction has to be drawn between the individual whom I say has been improving their lot with each move on the one hand, and on the other hand, an individual who might be 20, 25 years in the workplace but has been staying no more than a couple of years, 3 or 4 years perhaps, in any one job.
Yeah, it's it really is how you present it and explain it. You just need to be very careful that, you know, look at it from the other side, you know, when you're sitting down and putting your CV together, and also in terms of the job that you're applying for. So list down all of your jobs. Now, I know one thing that some people do, it's a difficult one to know, is how you list your jobs in terms of the years. So some people, on some forms, in fact, they look for the actual months of the jobs. So you might say January 2015 to May 2018, but you know, or 2016, we'll say, if it was only kind of a year. But if you put 2015 to 2016, just in terms of the years, it looks that bit longer, it suggests longer. You know, so it really does come back a bit as well to how you present those dates and those different jobs. But as I say, it does need to be explained, you know, and the difference, as you say, between the job hopper versus the person who has had a lot of jobs moved on throughout their career.
And I suppose just finally to finish on this, what's important as well is the type of job that that person is applying for, because it may well be the case that an employer might say, well, if that person can remain with me for 2 years, then they're going to achieve what I want them to achieve insofar as the company is concerned. But on the other hand, if an employer is looking for a long-term employee who needs to be there for maybe 8 or 10 years, well, then they're not going to be entertained.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it really does come from their own objectives within the company. And they will look at that and they say, you know, are we looking for somebody to, you know, drive the development of the sales team for the next 2 years and just get it up on its feet, or maybe drive this division and get it a bit, you know, established, and we're okay with that? Or do we want somebody to lead this team through a major project that's going to run for the next sort of 5 to 7 years? Yeah, for sure.
Very good. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, career coach with Schlienua Careers, thank you very much indeed for that contribution. And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening at the usual time, in or about 25 to 6.
Lovely. Thanks, Aidan.